Bavamtsia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Mesa Kedarko, if it died in its normal way, Hareza Ones. This is a case of Ones. Sigfa Vamesa, but if he tortured it and it died, let's say he left it in the freezing cold or the boiling heat, Eno Ones. That's your fault and your chayv, if you're a socher or shomer socher. Also, L'roshe Tzukin, if the animal, against the will of the shomer, goes up to the top of a cliff, V'nuflan, it falls off, Hareza Ones. This is a case of onus. Hello, the Rosh Hitzukin, but if the Shomer brought it to the top of the cliff, v'nufla v'mesa, and then it fell and died, eno onus. Masna Shomer Chinam Lios Pater Mishvua. This is a new din that a Shomer Chinam can make a condition to only accept the amount of Shmira in order that he's Pater from making a Shvua. Normally, a Shomer Chinam has to make a Shvua. And this is not being masna masha kasa b'Torah. This is not making a t'nai against what's written in the Torah. Because the Torah says you have to make a shvua. But this is not making condition of going against the Torah. Because that which the Torah says to make a shvua, that's when a person accepts upon himself to be a regular shomer. But here, he's only accepting upon himself a specific type of shmira. He's not a regular shomer. Like the Rav uses a lashon, v'lo shibid nafshi leirib b'Torah shomer. He's not taking responsibility to enter the Torah of Shomrin. I'm not even getting there. I'm only accepting a side agreement to be this type of Shomer with you. It's not like he's saying, I'm going to be a Shomer, and then once I'm a Shomer, on condition that I don't have to make a Shvuah. In such a situation, he's chayv to make a Shvuah. He becomes a Shomer and he's chayv because he's Maslam Masha Kasa B'Torah. But here, he's not even entering that stage of being a Shomer. He's making a separate agreement to be this type of outside Shomer, and that he can be. He can be a Shomer that doesn't accept upon himself a Shvuah. So therefore, Masna Shomer Chinam Lios Pater Mishvuah, Vashoel Lios Pater Milashalem, and also some that borrows, that normally is chayv and everything, that he's making condition, listen, I'm borrowing it from you, but I want to borrow it on condition that I'm pater from paying if, let's say, there's an onus. Would you still lend it to me? And the guy says yes, so then you can do that. Because that's a predetermined condition that they're making, that he's not becoming a regular Shoel. And also, person that gets paid to watch stuff, or also a renter, they can make a stipulation before that they can be pater from a shvua in cases where they have to make a shvua, let's say by ones, umilishalim, and also to pater themselves from paying by genev and aveda. That this is the type of shmira that they're accepting upon themselves, and that's not called being masna masha kasa b'Torah.